There wasn't a whole lot of discussion last night regarding opinions about the Sea Alaska Lands Bill, but Mayor Scott McAdams had a question about the Regional Native Corporation itself. He stressed that he was speaking individually and not on behalf of the city and borough of Sitka, and then he set the stage for asking his question by making an analogy. Here he is in an interview after the meeting.
In a lot of ways, Sitka is to the Alaska Native Civil Rights Movement what Bethlehem is to Christianity. I mean, this is really the genesis, the hearth, the birthplace of so many of those important conversations.
And that makes McAdams wonder.
Having that history here in Sitka, being that community that from which so many of these great conversations sprung, how can it be that 40 years after the Native Claims Settlement Act, that the community of Sitka, with 1,400 shareholders, doesn't have a member on the Sea Alaska Board of Directors? And how can it be that not one Sea Alaska job, relative to a multi-million dollar corporation, that not one Sea Alaska job exists in our zip code? Those are just questions I lifted. They may be controversial, but at the same time, I think they're important questions to ask.
Tribal Council member George Paul said he applauded the mayor for the candor in his question, and after the meeting, STA Council Chairman Lawrence Woody Widmark said he's hopeful a stronger connection can be forged between Sitka and Sea Alaska.
And I think that maybe they need to, Sea Alaska hopefully will expand their horizons and, you know, charter out in the future that they can be true partners and collaborate with different communities as well, too.
Widmark said Friday's town hall meeting on the Sea Alaska Bill at Centennial Hall was a healthy discussion.
People like their way of life here. People concerned about, you know, Sitka. This is their home, and I think that was good. I think people were very respectful and honorable in their own ways and shared the 2 minutes or so that they had. I thought it was great.
The twice-yearly meeting between STA and the city has been going on for about 10 years. Tribal Councilmember Tom Gamble says he's thankful for the city's willingness to sit down with the tribe in a meaningful way.
And I say meaningful because a lot of times you'll see government-to-government consultation processes where the only objective is just to allow the tribe to vent and not really act.
During the meeting, Gamble gave McAdams an atlas of Sitka with places labeled by their original Tlingit names. He said the tribe's cultural committee would like to see places with Tlingit names be listed only in Tlingit, and that the city should consider using the language for places that have yet to be named.
If you think about Chilkat, the Tlingit name for Chilkat is Chilkat. If we talk about Teslin, the Tlingit name for that is Daislin. Yakdat, Kukwan. There are a lot of Tlingit names that still exist.
McAdams says using Tlingit place names is something the city will continue to look at and reflect on. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.